Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
It is time for Confessions of a Parent. Now, this one's a freshie, very fresh. Happened on the weekend, in fact. My sister-in-law, she just graduated. She's a registered nurse. Well done. But with that came a bit of a photo shoot. So it was Saturday and everyone's dressed up in their best to get the photos. And off we went with my little boy Malachi. And there was a few photos which I wasn't in. And so I kind of stood in the background, stood in the shade while, you know, the immediate family got all the shots. And then it was time for me to jump in with Malachi and get a couple of shots. So I was all dressed up, had a nice white shirt on, black pants. And it was fine. We got the photos with Malachi and the whole family, and then it was just time for my wife and I and her sister to get a photo. And so I gave Malachi away, only to realize that I had a nice big brown stain on my shirt. And I was thinking, what on earth is this? And we're all looking at it. I'm like, oh, what has he done? He hasn't had chocolate. Like, where is this coming from? So I'm touching it, and they're like, oh, what does it smell like? Yep, you guessed it. A little bit of a mess from my boy, Malachi. Now, it's the first time that his poo has come out the side of his nappy. And so we didn't really realize that. And it came through on my white top. Now I have to buy a new one. But I thought, surely this has happened to a lot of people. I need you to confess. Where did it happen? And was it spew? Was it pee? Or was it poo? Where was it? What was the situation? I would love to hear from you. 9313-0985. So now, for me, we've got this photo shoot. All these great photos, but all the ones where I don't have Malachi, we pretty much aren't going to use because I've got this giant brown stain on my top. Not the best situation. It kind of snuck up on us. Oh! There we go, brown stain right in the middle of the top. So it was badly timed baby messes. That's what I want to hear today. When was it? What happened? Badly timed baby's messes. Kelly, what was your situation?
Well, mine was sort of similar, except I was at the supermarket buying my groceries, going through the checkout, and then all of a sudden I realised it was all over the floor, all through the trolley. It was everywhere. And the checkout girl's like, what's that? And I was like, you really don't want to know. Oh. And the worst part is actually worked at that supermarket, so they've never let me forget it. So
it was
horrendous. It was the worst I've ever had. And I've never had a blowout that bad before.
Oh, that's the worst too, because you're like, okay, if it's a blowout at home, fine. But in a public setting, that's just not what you want. Kelly, thank you so much for the call. We've got Teresa on the phone. Teresa, what happened to you?
Good afternoon. My now 20-year-old daughter had dirty clean nappy. We were at home, and you go through the whole process of changing her, putting on the, you know, the bottom cream, clean nappy, that kind of stuff. But for the next half hour around the home, whilst I was doing housework, etc., I could still smell poo, and I didn't know where it was coming from. I had washed my hands. It wasn't on my clothes. I'd cleaned her up. And I realised that I have very long nails, and it was under my nails.
Oh.
And it was revolting, and I was so paranoid that I'd eaten. Well, that was just hanging there.
Christ!
Yeah.
That is so bad. Teresa, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that you might have eaten some of it, which is disgusting. We've got Richard on the phone. Richard, what was your situation?
We were flying from New Zealand to Perth when we immigrated across with my 14-year-old, 14-month-old.
Oh,
and
okay. I'm glad
you're stretching his legs.
14
yeah.
months.
No, it's good. Yeah. And he's just stretching his legs on the plane, running up and down the aisle, and I was just following behind him. And this gentleman's picked him up and gone, oh, what a cute little boy, and given him a bit of a cuddle and handed him back. And when he's handed him back, I realised the guy's got a big poo stain down the front of his shirt. So I stuck my son under my arm in a bit, like a bit of a rugby ball, and went back to the front of the plane and his.
So you never told him, he just went?
Yeah, I did a runner. I ran as far as I could in an aeroplane.
That's brilliant. Richard, thank you so much for the call. Abby, what was the mess that you had to clean up?
So my dad was trying to change my brother's little brother's nappy, there was poo down his leg, so he went into the shower. Then my grandpa took over, and my grandpa was like, "Hello, my boy, hello, my boy," and his mouth was open, and then my brother just weed into my grandpa's mouth. And it was like weed dripping down, and he was screaming around the house saying, "There's weed on my mouth!" and stuff. It was so funny.
Oh, man, that would have been awesome to be there. Abby, thank you so much for retelling that story. You can keep them coming. 0429-985-985. What was your badly timed baby's mess? Now, little Malachi, my baby boy, he has peed on me a couple of times. But yeah, when it comes to poo on you, it's just different, isn't it? It's just like pee is like, oh, okay, it's fine. Poo? It's just different. Not that I'd want pee in my mouth. That sounds terrible. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.